And it's Monday when we look at how the news of the weekend reverberated on social media. And this weekend, there was a lot bouncing around. Annie Colbert is viral content editor at the news and social media website Mashable. And Annie, of course, the attack on the French magazine Charlie Hebdo was top of mind last week. We know the two big phrases of the week, Je suis Charlie, I am Charlie, and Je suis Ahmed, after the Muslim police officer murdered in that attack. Both of those hashtags started on social media. What caught your eye after the march yesterday?
Absolutely. So this is a story that's definitely played out online a lot. And we saw these photos of these massive demonstrations, you know, these record-setting demonstrations across France, spread all over the internet. People were sharing them like crazy. But we also saw another story play out online that was a threat posted by the hacking collective Anonymous. So they posted a video on Saturday on YouTube, and they announced that they would target like any organizations linked to the gunmen. So they're using the hashtag OPCharlieHebdo, and they've already taken down what's been called a French jihadist website, but they haven't posted anything to Twitter directly since the video went up on Saturday. So we're going to see kind of how it plays out in the coming days and if they're going to continue to target other organizations or what their next move is.
Well, we saw some of the images. An Anonymous member with that Guy Fawkes mask that we're familiar with, the stark white and black mask, but then with a hijab, and they hacked that onto this website that they said was related to jihadists.
Yeah, and this is becoming sort of standard when these big news stories come out. We're seeing Anonymous more and more posting these threats.
So we'll keep an eye on that. You also saw other people's comments in different ways about terrorism be repeated on social media. What have you seen?
Yeah, a lot of it has come from the entertainment industry. We're seeing a lot of them chime in, including last night on The Simpsons, there was this silent tribute, and it was Maggie Simpson holding a sign that said, Je suis Charlie, which is, of course, the hashtag associated with the movement. And then also at the Golden Globes, we saw celebrities like George Clooney and Kathy Bates showing their solidarity.
George Clooney ending his acceptance speech for his Lifetime Achievement Award with the phrase, Je suis Charlie. I was surprised there wasn't more, but staying with the Golden Globes, there was other international news in the program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Golden Globes are always interesting because, you know, in part they give the celebrities alcohol, and it's a little bit more laid back than other award shows. And last night, one of the most talked about moments was this bit that poked fun at the Sony Pictures hack, which, of course, North Korea has been accused of. And we knew something about the hack was coming. Like, Hollywood couldn't resist this. This was a type of entertainment story we haven't really seen before. And so last night, Margaret Cho played a North Korean general and entertainment magazine writer. And it was an interesting bit. Nice way to say it, I think.
Well, we have some sound. Host Tina Fey started the evening by saying everyone had gathered to honor all the movies that North Korea was okay with. And then here she is introducing Cho's character. And again, this is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and Fey said she was introducing the newest member.
And we would like to now introduce you to our newest HFPA member, a contributor to Movies Wow magazine, and a North Korean Army general, Cho Young-ja. Welcome.
The camera pans to Cho in the audience, dressed like a general, standing very stiffly, holding up her magazine. But Margaret Cho is getting some criticism today. What's with that?
Yeah, people are saying that she's feeding into Asian stereotypes. And she has retweeted a couple people on Twitter saying that this is comedy and comedy takes risks. But we'll see if she has anything else to say about it.
Yeah. There were some other moments, one of them gasp-inducing at the Golden Globes. I know they're playing out on social media. Tell us about the mention of Bill Cosby.
Yeah, so this is Amy Poehler and Tina Fey's final year hosting the Golden Globes. They said this is it. And so last night they took a lot of risks, which they may not have done so much of in the last two times that they've hosted. And that included a whole bit about the Bill Cosby rape allegations, that the reaction from the audience very much mirrored sort of the reaction online of this gasp and slight horror and not sure if you should laugh or not.
Well, let's listen. A number of women, as most people know, have alleged that Bill Cosby gave them a pill that made them drowsy and then sexually attacked them. Here's Amy Poehler.
In Into the Woods, Cinderella runs from her prince, Rapunzel is thrown from a tower for her prince, and Sleeping Beauty just thought she was getting coffee with Bill Cosby.
How are people responding on social media?
the social media reaction has very much mirrored the reaction of the audience, was this sort of like horror and gasp that, you know, that I can't believe they went there moment. And there wasn't like this uproarious laughter. It was more of an uncomfortable, like, silence. And, you know, now there's a big conversation happening around it is, did they go too far with this joke? Yeah.
Well, and they went further by speaking in Bill Cosby's voice as to how he might have given women a pill. So that'll be part of the discussion. So some of the news reverberating on social media. But on a lighter note, you just have to bring us up to date on the pantsless subway ride. I know it was huge in Phoenix. Tell us about this.
Indeed. So every year, this improv comedy group called Improv Everywhere stages a no-pants subway ride around the world. So people gather, and it's sort of like a flash mob thing.
No
kidding.
And
they board the subway, and they remove their pants silently. They can't, you know, make a big deal about removing their pants. They're supposed to look natural while doing it. But of course, this happens in January. So in cities like Chicago, it's kind of a cold experience. And a lot of those photos end up online.
A case where a flash mob becomes literal. Annie Colbert, viral content editor at Mashable, with a look at how social media reverberated over the weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.